Dr. Michael Youssef is uniquely qualified to address Christians' concerns about government and their role in politics. He grew up under a socialist dictatorship in Egypt. He became an American citizen. He's traveled the world and met with heads of state. He leads an international ministry and pastors individuals and families in a local church. Today, we conclude our series of discussions with Dr. Youssef, a biblical worldview on government. So, Dr. Youssef, it seems that every election, voters hear that this is one of the most important elections ever, and then we hear that the outcome will change the country forever. But from your perspective, is that true, or is that election hype?
I don't know. I really don't know, Jane, how to answer that, except I can tell you this, that we have seen just recently the animosity and the hatred at the highest level I've ever seen it. And I think that's why you're hearing more and more people saying this election is very important, and I believe it is.
So should Christians take into account a candidate's own religious views when they're deciding who they're going to vote for?
I'm glad you asked that question, Jane. Let me tell you, I personally believe that I would rather buy good meat from a pagan butcher than bad meat from a Christian butcher. Let me explain what I mean by this. I would rather vote for a person whose policies are consistent with my biblical worldview than vote for somebody whose views and his policies are contrary to the Word of God, no matter how virtuous he claims or she claims may be.
Politics can be so divisive, even within one family. So are Christians called to bring about unity?
Well, when you talk about unity, unity in the family and in the church is vitally important. I don't know that we can ever have unity nationally, any country, any nation. And I'll tell you why, because there's good as evil.
Sure.
Now, some families that I have met with and counseled with, they have division within the family over politics. That really is dangerous. And families who believe in Jesus, who love the Lord, they need to get on their knees and need to pray and need to be united. Maybe even united in agreeing not to even discuss the issues and just vote whichever way their conscience dictate. But I think families are divided right now and they shouldn't be. That's an issue, an area that we need to be praying for families and encouraging families to unite. It's very important.
Dr. Youssef, would you like to close us out with a prayer for the nation?
Lord Jesus Christ, it is your sovereign hand that have raised this great nation and that you brought faithful people who've been persecuted for their faith across the ocean. And when they arrived here, they sought to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every one of their documents is based on the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But like Israel of old, after they were saved from the slavery of Egypt, they began to worship idols and depart from you. This nation has departed from you. They're departing from you. But I thank you for all the faithful remnant out here who are praying, who are seeking you with all of their heart. Father, I unite with them in praying that you would bring peace to our nation, then that you will bring joy to our nation, that you would take that division and the cause of it, and so that we would live peaceably with one another, even though we may disagree politically. And Father, I pray for America. I pray, bless America, but more importantly, save America. For Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dr. Michael Youssef, thank you for this biblical worldview on government. And we hope that you were able to benefit from this discussion on nonpartisan biblical perspective on the American political process.
How do Christians balance being citizens of the United States in light of our citizenship in heaven? Leading the Way has a free downloadable resource that will help you navigate these tumultuous waters. A Biblical Worldview of Government, a Nonpartisan Perspective, To receive this free downloadable resource, go to ltw.org today.